News Radio WJPF. It's always great when we have Miss Illinois join us in the studio. Abby Foster is here this morning. First off, morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Excited to be here.
You know, I think that for a lot of people, you know, this is the hardest interview for me to do, right? 9 minutes where I have to suck my gut in. You know how hard that is? Can't breathe while I'm asking questions. You know, people do this wherever you go. You don't notice this? They all suddenly stand up close and start. You don't notice that?
I don't notice, no. But now I'm going to have an eye for it when I watch new people.
You know, I think that there's something, and I've worked with pageants of all different types for literally the better part of 30 years. And I've got a chance to talk to a lot of people in your position, and it's interesting because I still think there's something that a great many people don't get about pageants and what it means for the participants.
Right.
With you, for instance, because you're not the first person I've met in this situation. When you were young, you were diagnosed with an illness made hard for you to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that this was part of your self-discipline, I guess, therapy?
Yeah, so I grew up being a dancer and competitively, and once I kind of had that illness, it took me a while to kind of recover from that, and I started looking for new outlets and ways to be involved, and when I turned 15, I found out about the fair organization and got involved with those fair pageants and just loving to volunteer and kind of, you know, putting myself out in the community in those ways. And so I've been doing pageant competition since I was 15, and it's not only been a great way to kind of get myself out there, make new friends and network, but also just it's become a passion of mine, and it's so much more than just a week-long competition or a crown on my head.
But isn't there some point where you this helps you develop some kind of self-discipline? Is that the wrong word?
No, of course. I mean, there's always a new goal being set, especially preparing for Miss America. I mean, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you have to be self-disciplined if you want to do anything at Miss America or anything throughout your year. So I would definitely say that is it's a self-disciplining process for sure.
Miss America has canceled the swimsuit competition.
I just saw that. It was being streamed as I was getting ready to do my TV interview, yes.
Right. In place of the swimsuit portion of the competition, Miss America contestants will now take part in a live interactive session with the judges. This, according to the organization. Not sure what that constitutes. I think this is one of the items that when you took it pageants, it was kind of like, oh, it's a swimsuit competition. There's a change been going on. It used to be pageants, now it's scholarship pageant. There is a transition going on, isn't there?
There is a transition, and I think that, you know, change is good. We're trying to stay with the times and make sure that everyone feels as if they're able to compete and that they can't compete because of one portion of the competition. And I'm excited to see where this organization is heading. You know, I'm heading out, but a new girl is heading in, and I have the best wishes for her at the Miss America competition. And I know that with the new organization and the new hands that it's in, they just want the best for us women competing.
You know, we talk about this on being the June 9th, but that's a gross oversimplification too, because it really starts tomorrow with the preliminary competition tomorrow night, and then the Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen contestants. That's 7:00 tomorrow night at the Civic Center. There's a process going on. Everybody's getting in town's busy time.
Yeah, the process actually starts today. The women are checking in, and they have the biggest, you know, one of the biggest portions of the competition, which is their private interview with the judges, and that starts today. That's where I'm headed after this, and so those ladies are preparing. You know, they've been watching the news, staying updating with what's going on, their platforms, their social work. So that starts today, but yes, for the public to come out and watch, that does start tomorrow, 7 p.m. all week, and we are excited to have people of this area come out and watch. We work really hard for a great show.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to this question. How many contestants?
There are 23 young ladies competing, so they've all won a local competition prior to Miss Illinois.
Such as?
So my local competition was Miss East Central. I'm from Danville. And so that was held at the Danville Area Community College in my town. And it's basically Miss Illinois on a smaller scale. And the winner goes on to compete at Miss Illinois.
All right. So from Danville, as you'd mentioned, but a lot of other competitions between mm-hmm. here and where you are today.
Right.
What is it that you think, because you've worked a lot of this mentoring program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out exactly what this means to people, and has it changed? Was it once only about beauty, and then we saw it transgress, that it's more about the entire package, I mean, for lack of a better word? I mean, we've seen that transition.
Miss America actually started out as a swimsuit competition.
Really?
Back when it originated. And as the years have gone on, they've changed it and they've made great strides. And now we are known as a scholarship competition. And I love that, because a huge reason why I competed for Miss Illinois was because of the scholarship opportunities. It's the largest, you know, the largest opportunity for women to get scholarships.
Miss Illinois can have student debt too.
Yeah, oh, we do. Right? Education is important, and I luckily will be heading back to Ball State, graduating almost debt free because of this organization.
Outstanding.
Almost $15,000 in school scholarships,
which is good because elementary school teachers don't make that much. I know they're doing legislation right now in the state of Illinois to start a $40,000 minimum wage.
Right.
You know, it's one of the things we watch, because, you know, somebody says, I want to be an elementary school teacher, because when that desire led you to this mentoring program you've been involved mm-hmm. with.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate. I've had a lot of mentors in my life, but one of the greatest impacts on my life was actually a grade school principal. She was a teacher for over 20 years, and you know, she kind of mentored me, and so that was my whole process of my platform, was making sure that students knew the options that they had. They didn't have to go to a four-year college. There's trade schools and there's other opportunities, but to set a goal and chase after it. And I think that's why it's so important. And this organization itself has a mentoring program with our princesses that come in this week. So it's just kind of the whole package deal.
You know, it's interesting. The Marion Civic Center, really good place to hold this competition. Mm-hmm. I know how it looks from the, you know, the peanut section looking up on the stage. Not really a peanut section of Marion Civic Center. Pretty good seats everywhere.
Right.
So what's it like being on stage there?
It's so surreal. I started competing, actually, at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center back in the teen program. So when I was just 16, and every time I come back, it's so nice. You can you know, the stage, they do such a wonderful job hosting us, but it's so nice because you can look out on the stage and see so many familiar faces, and it's always packed full. The people of this community are so supportive of us, and that's what we look forward to most. No one likes to see an empty crowd, so when we get those supporters out, right, it really means a lot to us.
Still get the butterflies?
Always.
Yeah.
That never goes away, whether I have a crown on my head or not.
Is that the secret then? Is everybody gets it? Is really the secret is how you deal with getting it? I mean, is that one of the lessons that you learn? I mean, public speaking is the number one fear. And then you got public speaking and you're being judged on your appearance. You're being judged on your poise. I mean, if somebody goes up and does a speech at a graduation, valedictorian, mm-hmm. or whatever they are, they're not really being judged, right?
Right.
But, I mean, and that judging thing always makes me a little hinky, I think. I mean, because if there was no judge, I'd still be freaking out.
Yeah, at this point in my life, I don't think that I even look at it as being judged. I've just become so self-confident in myself and knowing that I've prepared for this and I've prepped for this and I've had so much experience, much like the other ladies competing, that it's just become second nature, I think.
The Miss Illinois Confidence Pageant? You know,
I mean,
think about it.
It's a great point, and I think that everyone leaves this week feeling more confident than they did when they arrived, and that's just because they're able to see all their hard work and dedication be set to a goal and hopefully be achieved in some way.
All right. Well, I'm kind of curious to see how our 23, you said, contestants
yes.
Get in the way. Said this is going on, starts tomorrow, because the judges meet with the contestants today. Three judges? Five? How many?
I believe there's five this year.
Five judges? Yeah. Okay. The producer of the show says five.
Yep, I believe it is five.
So you got Miss Teen Illinois. Then day after tomorrow, the 7th, the Miss Illinois Preliminary Competition, and that's also competition by the Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen Contestants. Then the final teen competition is Friday night.
It is.
And then Saturday night is the big show. Miss Illinois final competition starts at 7 o'clock. You ever get used to wearing a tiara, or is that another one of the things about, because I don't talk to people in tiaras very often.
Right. I think the crown is just, I sometimes forget it's on my head. I'm going to miss it after Saturday.
Yeah.
For sure, I might walk around, clean the house in it when I feel like it, or something like that.
Right. What's the best thing that happened to you over the last year of being Miss Illinois?
Honestly, there are so many good things that happened, but I think just self-growth. I think that that's one thing that I take away from this year.
And it's interesting because self-growth, it's because you get exposed to all these people and
exactly.
things.
So many new experiences, so many things that you can't really prepare for. You just are kind of having to deal with it on the spot. And I think that going back to college, I mean, I'm only 21. And so the experiences that I've had this past year are so much more advanced than what many 21, 22, 23-year-olds have even had. So definitely just self-growth.
You don't strike me as being 21. I can tell you that.
Do you think I look younger?
Well, I'm not really sure. You act a lot older than 21.
Oh, well,
is really
you.
What I was talking about.
I try to act older, but people always think that I look a lot younger. I get like 16, 17 sometimes.
Mine was primarily was because I do interviews with people, you know, quite a bit, and over 9 minutes, it's kind of difficult sometimes for some people to have something to talk about for 9 minutes. Clearly, you don't have a problem with
that. I could talk to a wall. Just
right?
Stand me there all day.
Same here. 7:32, Miss Abby Foster, the current Miss Illinois, and there'll be a new one appointed this Saturday. And best of luck, too, because I know you've got some additional responsibilities over this past weekend.
I do. I appreciate it.